And let me see, if you had breakfast at 7 o'clock, you'd say, I what?
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and yesterday at that time, you had already
eaten by that time.
Okay, and
those days are very rare.
Okay, and last week I what?
What, ate every day at that time?
Okay, right, okay. Let me see. I think we've already got this word somewhere on tape. Yeah, I know we did. Okay. Okay, and let me see. If I asked you how much you drank, how much did you drink? You say I...
A whole lot. Oh, what you looking for?
Past tense of drink.
Huh?
Past tense of drink.
Drank.
Drank, okay. And then you might ask me, how much have you...
Drunk.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. If dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Oh, dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner, sir.
Okay.
Except Thomas Henry, who was Julia's... I hope many of my auditors know that I'm in no way prejudiced or anything like that. In fact, I love him. But Thomas Henry was Julia's grandson, and he was also her helper in the kitchen, and George's helper in the yard. A little teeny thing, you know. And he'd come in and says, "Grandma say, lunch served."
Okay. Let me see. What about if you had strangers or if you had guests in for dinner, what would you say then?
Come and get it. Again, you know, being sort of almost less formal with our guests than you would be with our
with your own family.
But that has only recently come about too. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like everybody is trying so hard, and I'm not saying that our family is this way too, that they tend to be formal, but I notice they really tend to be less formal around strangers than they do around the people that they're closer to.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. Okay, when somebody comes into the dining room, you might take a chair and say, won't you?
I'll be seated.
Okay, so then he, what?
Takes a seat.
Okay. And if nobody else is standing, if no one is standing, they'd all, what?
They would all be seated.
Okay. Another way of saying that same thing, you might give somebody a chair and say, here.
Have a seat.
Or what?
Take a tater and wait. What?
What's the verb form of that? You ever use sit?
Well, no, we wouldn't say just sit, or we might say sit down.
Sit down, okay.
I don't think we'll use that. That interesting story about, two interesting stories. One is Mr. Cousins, who used to preach the Episcopal Church, Christ Church, down at St. Simon's House, well, actually on Frederica. And one time the congregation was still standing when he was supposed to be sitting. They just looked out over his spectacles and said, sit. Crotchety old gentleman. My favorite of that, the only time I have ever used sit down when I've been polite,
uh-huh,
is when I was really putting it on.
Uh-huh.
Because sit down usually is a command.
Uh-huh.
And you just don't command people politely. But then I was in Paris. I don't know if you want any of this, but
yeah,
I think it's an interesting story that this was back in